All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America, coming to you this week from the Illinois State Fairgrounds in Springfield, Illinois. Again, we've got a great card, as always, having the Brooklyn Brawler in a non-title match against Italian Stallion. We've got the Nightmares and the Gilbert Brothers. We've got Iceman King Parsons and Gentleman Chris Adams in a non-title match, as well as two titles actually on the line tonight. The Stud Stable defending the Illinois Tag Team titles against the State Patrol, and then Terry Funk defending the American Heavyweight title in their rematch for Jerry Lawler. And then, of course, as we started a couple months ago, there is the $10,000 Battle Royal as our second main event tonight. So this is going to be a great card. We start off tonight with Reggie B. Fine facing off against Beef Stew Lou Marconi. And Reggie and Marconi have a solid match to begin the card. Marconi gets the pin after a spinebuster slam in a time of 3 minutes, 41 seconds. Next up is the non-title match, Italian Stallion facing off against Brooklyn Brawler. And they have a great match. Stallion looks like he is ready for a chance to challenge for the title itself, getting the win by submission to a sleeper hold in a time of 12 minutes, 43 seconds. Your winner is Italian Stallion. Next up is the Nightmares facing off against the Gilbert Brothers. And the Nightmares and the Gilberts have an amazing match that brings all four men into the ring for most of the match. Eddie has the match well in hand over Davis. Doug tags himself in, quite to Eddie's displeasure. Doug takes over, but he is quickly rolled up for the pin. Nightmares getting the win in a time of 14 minutes, 44 seconds. Eddie gets back into the ring and starts yelling at Doug about losing the match for them. Missy tries to separate the brothers, but Doug shoves her aside. Eddie nails Doug with a vicious right hand. While the brothers start brawling with each other, Jerry Lawler comes down to the ring with a chair. Doug kicks Eddie off of him as Lawler slides into the ring. Missy is screaming for the brothers to stop. Doug gets to his feet, but Lawler levels him with the chair. Missy places herself between Lawler and Eddie. Lawler starts to swing the chair toward Missy, but he thinks better of it. Doug gets back to his feet behind Lawler, but Lawler turns around to nail him over the head with the chair again. Lawler keeps jabbing Doug's back, neck, and shoulders with the chair before Missy climbs on his back. Lawler snapmares her off his back, and she skids toward the ropes. Eddie gets back to his feet, but Lawler jabs him with the chair into the stomach. Lawler nails him across the back with the chair before tossing it onto the mat. Lawler produces a pair of handcuffs from his tights and handcuffs Eddie around the top turnbuckle. Missy gets back to her feet and lunges for Lawler, but Lawler shoves her aside and out of the ring. Lawler brings out a chain and shows it off to the crowd, who cheers. Lawler slowly wraps the chain around his fist as Eddie wildly kicks at him. The Nightmares try to pull Lawler away, but he nails both of them with the chain. Both Nightmares roll out of the ring. Eddie struggles to free himself in the corner. Missy is screaming for anyone to come out and help. Lawler kicks Eddie low in the midsection before charging into the corner. He repeatedly nails Eddie on the forehead with the chain. Eddie is quickly busted open and slumps in the corner. Lawler produces the key from his elbow pad and locks one side of the handcuffs before putting it back on behind Eddie's back. Lawler nails him once more in the stomach before setting him up for a pile driver on top of the chair. Lawler plants him with a violent pile driver before rolling out of the ring behind Missy. He backs Missy around the ring before heading back up the aisle. EMTs rush down to the ring to check on the Gilberts and the Nightmares. Next match has Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol facing off against Superstar Billy Graham. Idol comes down to the ring after they take Eddie out of the ringside area. Missy leaves with Eddie, leaving Idol to face Graham by himself. Idol and Graham have a great match. It is quite even until Sunshine jabs Idol in the ribs with a kendo stick. Graham takes control from there, getting the pin with a tilt-a-whirl slam at a time of 15 minutes, 47 seconds. Your winner is Superstar Billy Graham. The Jumbotron cuts to backstage, where the EMTs have Eddie loaded in the ambulance. Missy, Doug, and Iceman are arguing with the EMTs that Eddie can't leave tonight because he has another match. The EMTs say the PWA staff doctor ordered them to take him to the hospital to get checked out before anyone would clear him to wrestle in another match. So now we got them scrambling. During that time, Terry Taylor comes out to the interview desk. Lance comes around the desk to talk with him. Taylor complains that he has seen the card for next week, that Martel has a shot at Iceman King Parsons' Illinois heavyweight title. He complains that Rick Martel hasn't beaten him in a match. Lance corrects him that Martel beat him 3 weeks ago. Taylor says that one didn't count. He challenges Iceman to put the title on the line against him instead of Martel. He also complains that Iceman is scheduled against Chris Adams this week. He encourages Adams to let him take his place tonight to show that he deserves the title shot. The Gorgeous Gentlemen come out to answer Taylor's request. Adams says that he has more right to having a title shot against Iceman than either Taylor or Martel. Adams is doing his duty of having the non-title match against Iceman to prove that he should be and will be the next Illinois heavyweight champion. Adams says he will not step aside, and there is nothing that Taylor can do to take it away from him. Taylor starts to rear back to lunge at Adams, but he thinks better of it with Garvin right there as well. Taylor leaves the desk area, but he isn't happy. That sets up our next match. Iceman King Parsons versus Gentleman Chris Adams, non-title match. So Chris leaves the desk area and heads to the ring. Iceman and Chris have a classic battle for the ages. Missy tries to make herself known in the match, but Sunshine takes her out of the match with a Russian leg sweep into the guardrail. Chris finally gets the pin after a diving headbutt in a time of 19 minutes 14 seconds, cementing a place, I would say, as a top contender for Iceman King Parsons' Illinois heavyweight title. Lawler comes out to the desk, looking very smug and sure of himself. Lance comes around the desk saying that Eddie might not have deserved everything he got earlier, especially the sneak attack after the match. Lawler tries to justify himself by saying he was paying Eddie back for stealing the title match that was his until the end of last week's card. Lawler then demands that I come out and give him back the title match that Eddie stole from him. I come out with a grim look on my face. I'm not excited to have to rearrange the card again. However, the PWA staff doctor refused to release Eddie to wrestle tonight. I feel I have no other choice than to return Lawler to the match to challenge Terry Funk for the American Heavyweight title. I guess I skipped that part in the beginning of the episode, that it was scheduled last week to be Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert challenging for the title. My bad. But before we get there, one more match. Illinois tag team titles on the line. Stud Stable defending the titles against the State Patrol. The Stud Stable comes down to the ring with J.J. Dillon and a great air of confidence. The State Patrol also comes out to the ring. The Stable attack the Patrol right away. Golden takes Wright out of the match early with a clothesline over the top rope. The Stud Stable double-team Parker until they are tired of beating him up. Golden finally accepts the pin after a double DDT in a time of 15 minutes, 14 seconds. Your winners and still Illinois Tag Team Champions are Robert Fuller and Jimmy Golden, the Stud Stable. Now we get down to the American Heavyweight title. Terry Funk now defending the title against Jerry Lawler. Well, Lawler comes down to the ring first. He grabs the microphone and starts taunting Gilbert and the rest of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International. He tells the crowd that he is going to regain the American Heavyweight title at any cost. Funk comes down to the ring and attacks him right away. Jerry Calhoun calls for the bell to start the match. The match is over quickly as Eddie Gilbert leads the rest of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International to the ring. They attack both wrestlers, calling for the quick disqualification. So in 2 minutes, 56 seconds, the match ends in a double disqualification. Eddie breaks a crutch over Lawler's head. Idol and Iceman toss Funk out of the ring, where Sharp drills him into the concrete floor with a pile driver. With both Funk and Lawler out of commission, Eddie grabs the American Heavyweight title belt and leaves the ring with it. So, double disqualification. Terry Funk is still your American Heavyweight champion, but Eddie Gilbert's got the belt. Classic, classic stuff here, especially for the PWA. All right, our second main event is that $10,000 Battle Royal. You've got Davey Boy Smith, Larry Zbysko, Farouk, Rick Martel, Bradshaw, Iron Mike Sharp, Terry Taylor, Mark Marrow, Brian Christopher, Jimmy Garvin, Johnny B. Badd, Devin Storm, Barry Horowitz, Scott Taylor, Reggie B. Fine, Beef Stew Lou Marconi, Italian Stallion, Brooklyn Brawler, and the Stud Stable, all involved in this match. 18 guys come in, one will come out with the $10,000. So let's get to it. Right off the bat, okay, 2 minutes and 47 seconds in, but the first elimination is living legend Larry Zbysko by Scott Taylor. Beef Stew Lou Marconi is then eliminated by the other half of Too Cool, Brian Christopher, at 3:43. Johnny B. Badd and Mark Marrow are both eliminated by Bradshaw at 6 minutes. Terry Taylor is then eliminated by Farouk at 8:33. Bradshaw is eliminated by Davey Boy Smith at 9:50. And then Rick Martel, a few minutes later, is also eliminated by Davey Boy Smith at 12:36. At 14:45, Iron Mike Sharp and Devin Storm, who have been battling most of the Battle Royal against each other, eliminate each other. Scott Taylor is eliminated by Italian Stallion at 15:19. Tennessee Stud Robert Fuller is eliminated by Farouk at 17:05. Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin is eliminated by Brooklyn Brawler at 19:52. Davey Boy Smith is eliminated by Italian Stallion at 22:49. Jimmy Golden is eliminated by Brooklyn Brawler at 23:29. Brian Christopher is eliminated by Reggie B. Fine. There's a name we haven't heard yet tonight, well, at least in the Battle Royal. That's at 25:42. Brooklyn Brawler is then eliminated by Italian Stallion at 28:39. So now we've got Reggie B. Fine, Farouk, Italian Stallion, and Barry Horowitz as the final four in the Battle Royal. So at 30 minutes and 5 seconds, you've got Barry Horowitz being eliminated by Farouk. A few seconds later, Italian Stallion is eliminated by Reggie B. Fine. So we're down to Reggie B. Fine and Farouk as the last two in this Battle Royal. And well, I mean, it's going to happen eventually, but Reggie B. Fine is eliminated by Farouk at 32 minutes 42 seconds. The winner of this month's Battle Royal, the $10,000, and well, the possibility for a title match somewhere down the line, likely, is Farouk in a time of 32 minutes, 42 seconds. All right, so there we are. We still have Terry Funk as our American Heavyweight Champion. The Stud Stable are still the Illinois Tag Team Champions. And Farouk, one half of the Acolytes, is this month's winner of the Battle Royal. Great card tonight. Next week, we get back into Champaign and the State Farm Center, looking at some great matches, including the Brooklyn Brawler defending the Interstate 74 title against one half of the State Patrol, Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker. He's actually signed matches to do that 2 weeks in a row. So you've got Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker next week, and the week after is Lieutenant James Earl Wright if he wins that match. Also, we have that talked about match, Iceman King Parsons, that is our main event next week, defending the Illinois heavyweight title against Rick the Model Martel. And Terry Taylor's already made his thoughts known about that match. Gorgeous Chris, or Gentleman Chris Adams, has also made his thoughts known about the match. So we'll have to see what is going on with that next week. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.